Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a low-end pressure drum bus with top vinyl character in Ableton Live 12, aimed straight at jungle and old-school DNB vibes. The big idea here is simple. We want drums that feel sampled, slightly unstable, and full of motion, but still heavy enough to carry a club drop. So this is not about super clean, modern, hyper-polished drums. We're going for that battered dub plate energy, where the break feels alive, a little dusty, and a little dangerous. Start by choosing the right source material. Pick a break that already has personality. Immense style breaks are classic for this, but any funky live break or old hip-hop drum loop can work if it has movement, ghost notes, and a decent snare. You want something with attitude, not something sterile. If the break has a little room sound or sampled grit, even better. Drag the break into an audio track and set your tempo somewhere in the jungle zone, usually around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want it to feel a little deeper and more rolling, you can sit slightly lower, around 165 to 172 BPM. The tempo sets the entire attitude of the groove, so don't rush this choice. Now decide how you want to handle the break. You can warp the full loop in beats mode if you want to preserve the transient shape, but for a more authentic jungle approach, I'd recommend slicing it to a new MIDI track. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients if the break is expressive, or by 1/16 if you want more rigid control. Ableton will build a drum rack from the slices, and now you can actually perform the break instead of just looping it. That's the mindset here. Treat the break like a performance, not just a loop. Once the slices are in drum rack, start rebuilding the groove. Think in layers. The break gives you movement and texture. A separate kick gives you low-end weight. A separate snare gives you impact and consistency. And a top layer of hats, shuffles, rims, or break fragments and speed and swing. For the kick, keep it clean and focused. If the break itself is a bit floppy in the low end, layer a tighter kick underneath. Use EQ8 to cut anything unnecessary below roughly 25 to 30 Hz, and if the kick feels boxy, carve a little around 180 to 300 Hz. A touch of saturator can help it speak better, and keeping the kick mono with utility is usually a smart move. For the snare, you want crack and body. Jungle snares need to hit hard. Layer a main snare sample with a break snare slice if needed, and maybe a little clap or transient layer for edge. High pass the snare so it's not fighting the bass, then give it a little presence around 2 to 5 kHz. If it needs more weight, a bit of drum bus can really help. Just don't overcook it. The goal is punch, not flab. Now build the actual MIDI groove. Keep the snares strong on 2 and 4, but don't make everything too perfect. Add ghost notes before or after the main snare hits. Throw in a few syncopated kick placements. Let some chopped slices answer the backbeat. The magic in jungle often comes from those tiny, unexpected moves, not from the obvious hits. Velocity matters a lot here. Main snares can sit high, ghost notes should be lower, and hats or shuffles should move dynamically. If every hit has the same velocity, the groove loses its human feel. A real old-school break breathes. Once the individual pieces are working, group all the drum elements together into a drum bus. This is where we start shaping the whole thing as one instrument. Select the drum tracks and group them with Command or Control G. Now we're going to make the kit feel like it was printed from a sampled source, not just assembled from clean files. The first thing on the drum bus should usually be EQ8. Use it gently. High pass the very lowest rumble if it's not helping. If the bus feels muddy, make a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If the top end is harsh, soften the 4 to 7 kHz area a little. Don't over-EQ at this stage. We still want movement and character. Next comes drum bus, which is a huge part of this sound. This device can add weight, crunch, and that slightly overdriven drum machine attitude. Start modestly. A little drive, a little crunch. Maybe a touch of boom if the drums need more body. But be careful here. Too much drive can make the drums brittle, and too much boom can blur the kick and snare together. If the bus starts losing punch, back off and let the groove breathe. After that, try saturator. Think of this as harmonic glue and heat. A small amount of drive can make the drums feel more finished and more like they came from a dusty sampler or old recorder. Soft clip-on is often a good move, but keep an eye on harshness, especially on the snare. Then add glue compressor, but use it for cohesion, not destruction. We want the break and layers to behave like one kit. A bit of gain reduction on the peaks is enough. If you crash too hard, the bounce disappears. If the groove feels smaller after compression, that's your sign to ease up. Often in jungle, a little saturation does more than heavy compression. For extra sampled edge, add a touch of redux. Keep this subtle. We're talking just enough bit reduction or downsampling to roughen the texture, not enough to turn the drums into digital noise. A very small amount can make the bus feel like it was lifted from an old sampler or cheap hardware box. Auto filter is more for movement than tone correction. Keep it open most of the time, but it's perfect for transitions and build-ups. A gentle low-pass sweep or subtle resonance move can make the drums feel alive across the arrangement. Now let's bring in the chopped vinyl character. You can add a very low vinyl crackle or dust layer on a separate track. Filter out any low rumble, keep it quiet, and let it sit underneath the drums. The point is not to make the track sound obviously lo-fi. The point is to make it feel printed, like it came from an actual record or tape chain. Another great move is resampling. Bounce the drum bus to a new audio track, record a few bars, and then bring that audio back in. Once you print the drums, they often feel more like a real sampled loop. You can even chop the printed version again, which gives you that extra layer of authenticity that jungle producers love. Printed drums often sound more committed, more physical, and less like a collection of plugins. Groove is just as important as processing. Use Ableton's Groove Pool if you want some swing. A light MPC-style swing can bring the whole pattern to life. Apply it more to hats, ghost notes, and break slices, and leave the kick and snare anchors more stable. You can also nudge individual slices manually a few milliseconds early or late to give the loop a better pocket. Tiny timing shifts matter a lot here. And of course, keep the low end under control. In drum and bass, the kick and bass relationship is everything. The kick should anchor the groove, the snare should claim the backbeat, and the break should add motion in the mid-range. Make sure the bass is mono and that the drums aren't hogging the sub-range. If the drums feel huge on their own but the bass disappears in the full mix, the low end is probably too crowded. As you arrange the track, don't just let the loop repeat endlessly. Jungle thrives on evolution. Start with a filtered or stripped back intro. Bring in the full drum bus for the drop. Remove a few ghost notes every few bars. Add a one bar fill before a transition. Swap in a heavier or dirtier break variation for the second drop. Small changes every one or two bars keep the energy moving. A really effective exercise is to build a four bar loop and then make two versions of it. One version should be cleaner and more rolling. The other should be darker, dirtier, and more chopped. Compare them at equal loudness so you're hearing the actual groove and tone, not just the louder version. This is a great way to train your ear for what really makes a jungle drum loop work. If you want to push things further, try parallel crunch. Duplicate the drum bus. Process the copy aggressively with saturation, redux, maybe some bandpass filtering, and blend it under the clean bus. That gives you aggression and density without losing the main transient punch. It's a classic more energy without more mess move. Also, don't forget the power of contrast. Preserve the attack of the main snare and the first hit of the loop. If you flatten every transient equally, the drums get smaller instead of bigger. Old school doesn't mean weak. It means controlled chaos. So to recap, start with a strong break, slice it for performance, reinforce the kick and snare where needed, build a drum bus with EQ, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and a little redux, then add vinyl style texture and groove movement. Keep the low end tight, keep the tiny human, and let the drums evolve across the arrangement. That's how you get low end pressure with chopped vinyl attitude in Ableton Live 12. Raw, punchy, sampled, and alive. Exactly the kind of drum energy that makes jungle and old school DNB hit the way it should.